Pat, drawn at home, and you've got to be very, very pleased with the draw, I would have thought.
Well, before we come down here talking a training, we couldn't buy a home draw, but this will do us. We're quite happy with it.
I'm sure you are. They'll have probably an overnight stay, South Wales, or if they travel on the day, even better as far as you're concerned, I suppose.
Well, we would like them to travel on the day, obviously, but talking with Whitehaven, who obviously we're going to try and get the game played down here, they think it would be better if we played on a Saturday, which would maybe suit South Wales and the rugby league. So we'll just have to wait and see. We'll discuss that tomorrow.
I've spoken to John Brocklebank from Egremont. It looks to me like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday job, this one, eh?
Well, yeah, that's good for the local supporters. Maybe we could get together and have a triple ticket so that they can see all three games. Yeah. So it would work for us all, I think.
Yeah, it's good marketing ploys, but it's going to be a great weekend for West Cumbrian Rugby League. We've got to say that. And of course, your team—they've been away from home and won as well. I know they're a very young team. You've lost one or two and so on, but there's one or two old heads in there. One of my favourite players over the years, Dave Pettit, and guys like that in that team, and they'll lead the youngsters on.
Well, again, it's a new. A new page in the club's history. We have lost a lot of senior players from last year, but these young lads are now going to make their mark in the rugby league, and to play in the Challenge Cup is something that they'll be honoured to do as well. So we're expecting a good show from them. They won't let us down.